Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
I'm super gay.
That was yesterday, Nick.
Yeah. And if you download today's podcast, you get Bert Kreischer and Kathleen Madigan. Had a good conversation with both of them.
Bert's going to be in Sioux City this weekend, Sunday, and a couple shows there at the Orpheum, I believe, in Sioux City.
Yep. Two shows Sunday night.
Nick's got a couple shows. Where are you at this weekend,
yes.
Nick?
I will be at Meatsex Shangri-La in Columbus on Friday night in the Divide Hill Roadhouse in Castaina, Iowa on Saturday.
All right.
9:30 p.m.
9:30. Okay.
Maybe.
Sanjay Gupta later this week. When's Sanjay phone?
He's going to call on Thursday.
Okay.
And David Duchovny on the
Friday?
Dock?
On Friday. Josh Wolf will be here in person on Friday.
Cool.
Nice. You'd have to do some editing, but Josh Wolf has a video compilation I saw on Facebook, and there's a couple of nice nut racks.
Oh, really?
For Nut Rack Monday.
All right, yeah.
We also got to ask
Stan Line Tuesday writes out today on Twitter.
I saw a video a couple weeks ago of him on stage. I think it was in Nashville, where he lives, with one of the Wonders, with Jonathan Scheck.
We got to bring when he comes in on Friday.
They're apparently buddies.
Yeah, let's bring it up, because I love Jonathan Scheck.
Yeah.
Do you live there?
Sheck must live there too. Sheck was up there trying to do comedy.
I told you, the video of those guys, the Wonders, they were driving to Erie, and you could do that from Nashville. They were driving to Erie for that bit, and they were all three in one big SUV. I'm thinking, where are they driving from? Maybe New York, or maybe, it wouldn't be L.A., but obviously you could drive from Nashville.
Yeah, it could be that area. Yeah.
That'd be crazy if you're just like working in a drive through and those guys pull up the Wonders.
I know. Steve Zahn had a huge beard, but even then I'd recognize him. So that's Steve Zahn.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty recognizable.
Well, and Tom Everett Scott still sitting in the back with his sunglasses
on. Exactly. You'd recognize shades.
Was on this date in 1978, Sex Pistols Sid Vicious called the police to say that someone had stabbed his girlfriend, Nancy. He was arrested. He was charged with murder. He was placed in the detox unit of a New York prison, and he died of a heroin overdose before the case went to trial.
Yeah, he stabbed her.
Totally.
They were totally on jack. Sid and Nancy, watch that movie. It's an amazing movie.
Today's also National Gumbo Day. I'm a gumbo fan.
I like gumbo. Yeah. I like gumbo.
What's in the gumbo?
Whatever you want.
Gum and
awesomeness. Yeah.
Okra. And many of them.
I don't know if I've ever had that.
It's pretty rich. You've never had gumbo? Yeah. I love gumbo.
But I'm sure there's a few basic ingredients you got to have.
We'll make
gumbo.
You some.
You can embellish from
he
there.
Won't give you any
waffles and gumbo?
He won't give you any cornbread, though.
Sausage?
No.
You got to have some sausage in
there. Andouille sausage.
Yeah, you need sausage in your gumbo.
That's got to be the andouille sausage, right?
Yeah.
Consists primarily of a strong flavored stock, meat or shellfish, a thickener, and the Creole Holy Trinity, celery, bell peppers, and onions.
All right, I like all that.
Often, okra.
I order seafood gumbo wherever I'm at. If I see it's on the menu, I'll get seafood gumbo.
Yeah, there's one place here in town I always, always get a cup of that.
I want some now.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a soup?
Kind of.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's pretty
stew?
Thick. Yeah.
Stew.
I would say stew. Stew in
a thick soup.
Yeah. Which is a stew.
Kind of usually served with sometimes with a little rice in it, so it kind of thickens that up too.
We didn't have it last night because that's your traditional Canadian Thanksgiving dinner.
Is gumbo?
No.
Okay.
Is pulled pork? Because today's pulled pork day as well.
Oh, no.
I think it's just turkey, isn't it?
Cod tacos. traditional.
By the way,
we all gather around.
People are really anticipating the cod cast.
Codcast?
The codcast.
Codcast.
Huh? Will we get the cod taco recipe on the codcast?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
All right.
Yeah, I'll have to get Christy on for that. She made the excellent cod tacos.
Four listens.
Tens of listeners are waiting anxiously.
Four listens.
Blackened cod. Yeah. I think the place that serves your gumbo or your jambalaya does the blackened cod.
Yep.
You're the Bubba Gump of cod.
I don't know if I've had the jambalaya either. I always see videos online too of the crawfish boil.
Yeah.
That looks like fun.
Yep. Suck the head.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, when we went to New Orleans a couple years ago, we were just walking by this bar in the afternoon, and they had the doors open, and it was by the pound.
Mm-hmm.
Just sit down and, we're going to do this.
Yep. Suck the head.
You're in New Orleans, you're going to go eat at a crawfish boil.
Who sang that song, Todd? You and I were first got together, we used to play Suck the Head.
That wasn't a song.
Who was that band?
Oh.
Google that, puss. Who did Suck the Head? And it was, and if you didn't know, it was about crawfish. It was a pretty hardcore song, but it was played on the radio.
The key here on the Google is to put song after suck the head.
Right.
The Radiators?
Radiators. That's what year was that? 88?
Don't tell him.
87.
Ah, I said 88, Craig. I'm the best.
What was the album title?
Don't remember.
Law of the Fish.
All right. Suck the Head.
Was it done in kind of Zydeco fashion?
We played the song on the radio when I did radio. Yeah, when I played music in radio. Yeah, Suck the Head's a good song.
Yeah, on the podcast today, it's at Atlantic Cod. We'll be discussing Atlantic Cod. And
that's two listeners.
Next week, Ling Cod.
Because you're gonna lose a couple. If you got four to begin with, two are gonna drop off.
Word'll get out.
Because they weren't impressed.
Word'll
get out.
We'll
get you back to four.
Or they'll hear about. Talking about Ling Cod.
The Cod.
Yeah, that'll bring him back.
Yeah, it was just a tweet out of the blue over the weekend. I can't wait for the Codcast. Boogie and the Codcast.
And I believe I was going to have the host was Jay Puttler.
Yeah.
Ha! It's hilarious, isn't it, Craig?
For those four listeners, hopefully.
When you transpose letters, it's hilarious.
I've always thought so.
Yeah.
Rockstar Games re-releasing three more Grand Theft Auto games. The bundle includes Grand Theft Auto 3, GTA Vice City, and GTA San Andreas.
As long as you can slap a hooker, I'm in.
Grand Theft Auto the Trilogy, the definitive edition, will be coming to Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, S, and PC later this year. It'll also land on iOS and Android the first half of next year. Modern gameplay enhancements. So
cool
for people who care.
Oh, people do. Somebody out there heard that.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Your boys play that?
They're also going to remove the original versions of GTA 3, Vice City, and San Andreas from digital storefront starting next week. You'll still be able to download the games if you bought them previously.
I like watching a good game of Grand Theft Auto, but I never participated.
When I played it, it was like bird's eye view Grand Theft Auto.
Okay. Now you're in the car?
Now you're
Okay.
You're okay.
Like, your vantage points, like you're actually
the
like
stuff I'm
driving.
Familiar with is the bird's eye view stuff.
Yeah, video games. I just grew out of video games. I'm like, I don't care.
Yeah. Good for you. It's kind of spooky when they don't grow out of them.
We bowling and stuff sometimes.
There's a lot of things we don't grow out of, but we do some.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'm like, I get no satisfaction. I'm like, I won the thing.
Right.
And I have no sense of direction. So these games where you just have to wander around and find stuff,
you weren't big on Red Dead Redemption?
No, because I just wander around. I can't find anything. Yeah. I'm not sure what you're supposed to do.
There was a lot of wandering around.
I just get mad because the commercials always confuse me because I actually think there are actually movies coming out.
And
that was cool. Yeah. I'd watch.
Because the graphics are
amazing.
So
amazing.
There's one right now
so detailed.
With Giancarlo Esposito, the guy from Breaking Bad.
The bad guy from Breaking Bad. Yeah. I saw that last night, Push. I thought, this looks like a cool, oh, it's not a movie.
Well, they're throwing you off now because they used to have these people voice the characters, but now they're just making the character look like the guy, too.
Right, a lot like the guy.
So it's like, it's a video game. Crap.
Y'all get my ass kicked by my kid in Madden every once in a while.
Yeah.
If you have no sense of direction, how do you find these little towns you set off for on a Friday and Saturday
night? I just set my
phone
to it, and it takes me right there.
GPS.
Yeah, she'll tell you.
There were times just driving around in the country, I would have to print off directions to a place, and Richard and I would end up in the middle of nowhere, and he'd be passed out of the seat. I'm just, driving through these cornfields and stuff. I'm like, I guess we're just going to die here. I don't know how we're getting out of this.
That's the next Progressive commercial, by the way. Printing out directions from MapQuest.
That will be good. Yeah. That will be good.
Yeah, the phone has saved that.
This seems a little odd, that 70s show. Did we talk about this on the air?
Not on the air.
That 70s show getting a spinoff. Netflix has greenlit a new series that'll be called That 90s Show. Kurtwood Smith and Deborah Jo Rupp.
Red and Kitty.
Will lead the cast as Red and Kitty. Set in Wisconsin in the 90s, 1995.
Do they ever say what name, the name of the town? Or it's just Wisconsin, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
recall. They're playing the Big Star song when they sing it, you know.
I don't recall a city being referenced, though.
No,
that
no.
90s show will follow the daughter of Eric and Donna.
Yeah.
Okay.
As she visits her grandparents for the summer.
And I love those two parents on that show. They were amazing. So, and that they had to set in the 90s because the kid now would be, 40.
The fictional Point Place, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
What?
Point Place, Wisconsin.
Okay.
It doesn't really exist.
No.
So, here's an absolutely, I guess, horrible, mean story out of the Netherlands. A man.
Are they going to have Hyde show up as a convicted rapist on the show?
No word on any of the other.
Probably not.
Probably not.
On any of the other characters.
Whatever happened to Hyde?
No talk about
him. Oh, he's a convicted rapist.
Yeah, we don't talk about Hyde.
Sorry.
Your friend's a registered sex offender?
Well, I saw an interview with who we talked. No, we didn't talk to him this time. We talked to him
Topher
before.
Topher Grace.
And I'm sticking with that show. It's pretty funny. Home Economics, you know.
I like it.
It's feel good.
I like it.
Washes over you. You're not pissed at anybody, which is what I need in my life. He mentioned that they all have they're on a text chain, everybody from that show. He just says people on the show are on a text chain to this day because they stay in touch. They don't see each other often because they're all busy. I kept thinking, is Hyde on there?
Yeah.
Is Hyde? Can he have a phone? Is he pulling a phone out of his ass to look at a text?
Guessing he might be.
Now, is he actually in jail yet? He will be.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
No, I don't think he's.
And how far back does his creepy behavior go? Or was that just from that The Ranch show?
Well, he was convicted. I mean, he kicked off that Ranch show about that time, but apparently he had some creepy behavior for years.
Okay, so there was some past.
Right.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Out of the Netherlands, a man has been arrested because he was believed to be connected to the baby sounds that came from Bluetooth speakers. And in this article, they just say, in a container. And I think it's a shipping container.
Ship.
So, let me just say this again.
Oh, yeah.
Baby sounds from a Bluetooth speaker in a closed container.
Very creepy.
Well, commence with a freak out.
Okay. Well, you got to find the baby. You don't know that it's Bluetooth.
No, they had a, I remember we said that. When our kids were babies, we had the camera on them and
the monitor.
And sometimes another frequency from another house would get on that. You'd hear people.
Okay.
Well, yeah, like a phone call.
Any kind of baby sound through this.
Yeah, okay.
You know, just any sound. Right. And he chose to put baby sounds out that come out of these speakers in these containers. An investigation led to this guy. He's been taken into custody.
How do you get into the containers? You get the speakers.
I don't know.
Yeah, because you have to turn them on.
And it just says container. I don't know exactly that it was a shipping container. But there are any number of instances of this happening.
You'd have to physically place that speaker somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. These speakers are physically placed somewhere. I don't know what the Netherlands means by container.
And whatever is generating them can't be too far away if it's just Bluetooth.
Depending. Right.
Here's what they heard.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
Yeah, that brings everybody around after they're all pissed looking for the baby.
There's a baby and a frog in there.
That's a complete dick move.
Yeah.
Because, of course, they're going to turn everything over
if you
hear the sound of a baby.
Right. Yes. Friday afternoon it happened, and then Saturday morning, then there had been something on the previously Friday evening.
It is a dick move, but he is a diabolical genius.
Yeah, yeah.
I could have used this guy at my mom's house a couple weeks ago. I was doing something there, and I couldn't connect to our Bluetooth speaker. It was driving me insane.
We got time, Luke. Go ahead and call.
Yeah, I was going to say, Luke. Lucas and John Gruden morning actually just said we're moving forward. Because Luke's a black man. I'm sure he doesn't like Gruden now either.
He said needed a man at his mom's house.
Yeah, he did say that.
Go.
He said, I wish I had that at my mom's house. Luke, if you hear that, please.
It drove me nuts, though, because it wasn't. I should have just taken my speaker over there. Instead, I couldn't tell if hers was on, and it said connected. And
he said connected, Luke.
Oh. 4 minutes.
Okay.
You got 4 minutes, Luke. We can wrap up the show with that.
Stones dropping one of the biggest hits from their set list.
I saw this.
Because of the controversy.
Which one?
Now, it's one that you would say, I thought they would have gotten rid of that one a long time ago.
Is it Some Girls?
No.
No, they don't play Some Girls, but
Brown Sugar.
Ah, yeah.
It's a great song, and it's about, banging a black girl.
I always bust into their old SNL bit, and I forget what the premise was, but the song, it was German-themed, and one of the songs was Braun Schweigert, How Come You Taste So Good, to the tune of Brown Sugar.
Oh, my God.
I think it was just like
that was SNL.
It was like a sausage album or something, and I always default to that.
That's funny. That stuff is terrible.
So they could play that.
That's crazy that they've dropped it. You would think that maybe they would drop that last tour, but
at least. Yeah. And you want to guess what lyric? Nope.
You taste so good.
Nope.
Okay.
It's for the lyric, specifically, apparently, Gold Coast Slave Ship Bound for the Cotton Fields.
Ah.
For that line.
Yeah, that's a bad line.
And then goes into sold in the market down in New Orleans. Right. Scarlet Slaver, know he's doing all right. Hear him whipping the women just around midnight.
Yeah.
We know that song.
It's a hardcore song. It's a great song. They should listen to Some Girls. They'd probably hate that more.
Well, they don't play that one.
The one I know.
The Stones, yeah.
They play this as a tour,
The point they're making here is they're just dropping that from their set list.
You know, fortunately for the Stones, they have every other hit.
Yeah, what else are they going to play?
Yeah. Their shows are just
do they have anything to fall back on? Now.
If you're nobody compares to them when it comes to the list of songs that people know. Nobody.
No, it's insane. I think Paul McCartney would be the only person that could put a set list together with as many recognizable songs.
True, but I mean, the Stones could actually play 4 hours of recognizable songs, you know.
And I think it's impressive, a band like that that's been around for 50 years, that they're like, oh, yeah, there's the one song.
Yeah.
Like, we're out. Like, it's impressive there's not more.
Well, Some Girls.
Well, there's at least two.
Yeah. And one line in Some Girls.
I listened to this old Cottonmouth Kings album after one of the Cottonmouth Kings died, and I'm like, let me go back and check this out. And I was surprised. There was like one line where they were like, white minority. And I was like, ooh. But other than that, that was like the only thing. And I'm like, wow, Cottonmouth Kings? Who would have known? Like, that would hold up as well as it does in like 2021.
I think there's a lot of lyrics some girls they crap for.
Yeah, but the black girl wants the worst one of those lines. Sure. I mean, Chinese, silky sleeves, I get all that stuff. But the black girl line is pretty brutal.
They've played some girls 3 times in concert since 1999.
Yeah. Oh, they have done 3 times.
3 times.
I wonder if he says that line.
2006, 2007, and 2015. Yeah. That's it.
Well, the album came out in 78, so they played a bunch then, right?
Looks like it was a staple on the 99 tour.
Yep.
But since then, 3 times.
Because of that line. I mean,
because of a lot of lines.
Well, that's the worst. Silky sleeves, right. Chinese, I mean.
Calling white girls funny.
Yep.
Sometimes they drive me mad.
Yeah. Southeastern Conference finding Texas A&M.
I had no problem with that.
Yeah.
None.
The SEC finding Texas A&M $100,000 for violating the conference policy about fans on the field.
They stormed the field, as they should.
They flooded onto Kyle Field in College Station after the kicker nailed a 28-yard field goal with no time left on the clock to get that win over Bama.
I did see cool video yesterday. They had somebody was filming the kicker's mom, dad, and like sister and brother in the stands as he was lining up.
That is really cool.
See
video.
That?
Yeah, the mom's
cool.
Crying.
And mom just loses it.
Can you imagine the attention they'd have right there? Now, did they fine the Alabama fan for killing the A&M fan with a gun?
Not a fine. No. Yeah. No.
Did that happen at the game?
Apparently after the game.
After the game.
They were fighting on who was better. I guess if you get killed, you lost the argument.
Damn tide.
Does every field.
And baseball starts at 1 o'clock Central Time today.
Do they all have the collapsible goalposts now?
Yes.
Yeah, they
pretty much.
And I think they were invented in Ames, Iowa.
Yeah. Can you still climb up there and get them down? You don't have to grease them anymore.
No, I think they're collapsible.
And the NHL starts tonight. So
Kraken.
Yeah.
Get Kraken.
Kathleen Madigan and Bert Kreischer were both on this program this morning. It was a great conversation with both. If you missed it, check out the podcast. David Duchovny and Sanjay Gupta later this week.
I think we're going to get a quick call from Josh Wolf tomorrow.
Tanline Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Also, TNTRadioEmpire.com for the podcast, all that stuff. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.